Hello, this is the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is August 27th, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. The ancients considered an eclipse, especially a total solar eclipse, to be a harbinger of major events, usually bad. The potential for a disaster would be heightened if a natural malefic planet, like Mars, planet of violence, was to subsequently transit through the eclipse degree. On August 21st, there was a total solar eclipse at 4 degrees Leo in the sidereal zodiac. On August 26th, Mars entered Leo, setting up a pattern much feared by the astrology seers. Additionally, upon entering Leo, Mars became conjunct Rahu. Rahu is one of the lunar nodes, a point of intersection between the path of the Sun and the path of the Moon. In Vedic astrology, Rahu is a signifier of crisis, accidents, and emergencies. Mars indicates fast-moving events, aggression, violence, and also accidents, as well as injury. Hurricane Harvey hit Texas on Friday evening, August 25th, with winds over 120 miles an hour, making it a Category 4 storm, the most powerful to strike the USA in over 12 years. As the hours passed, continuing into Saturday, the hurricane slowed down and was downgraded to a tropical storm. But meteorologists keep warning that prevailing high-altitude winds will keep Harvey stalled over Texas, and the storm could circle back to the Gulf, pick up more force, and then return to the mainland to wreak even more devastation later in the week. In the meantime, Harvey will continue to dump rain on Texas, increasing the potential for catastrophic flooding. Mars isn't actually conjunct the eclipse degree until Friday, and the exact conjunction is on Sunday, September 3rd. Simultaneously, coming from the other direction, retrograde Mercury will arrive at the eclipse degree, 4 degrees Leo. This indicates even more trouble. Mercury, the planet of making rational decisions, is backwards, in other words, behaving irrationally, unreliably, and now becomes conjunct Mars, planet of impatience and impulse, indicating a high potential for making wrong decisions. Mercury is also a significator of weather, and Mars is violence. A conjunction with the eclipse degree indicates long-lasting consequences. So, the astrology pattern confirms what the meteorologists are saying. Harvey will stick around all week with the potential for major flooding and destruction. Mars has been transiting in Cancer since July 11th. That puts Mars, planet of action and aggression, transiting in the 12th house of Donald Trump's Vedic astrology chart. The 12th house is the house of the subconscious, confinement, and separation. So this is not a happy transit. Mars tends to build up pressure in this position, causing a lot of compulsion in the subconscious. On another level, Mars is the planet of action, and the 12th house is strangers, the masses. Last week, Mr. Trump got a chance to blow off some of that steam. He held a rally in Phoenix last Tuesday night, during which he subjected crowds to a 77-minute-long stream of consciousness rant on his own victimization at the hands of the media and the Charlottesville counter-protesters. The police chief estimated 10,000 people in the streets outside the convention hall, demonstrating against the president. The police used tear gas and flash grenades to control the crowds, while inside the hall, Trump's supporters cheered him on. This week, Mars has moved from Cancer to Leo. The planet of action and aggression is now in Trump's ascendant, where it combines with his natal Mars. Undoubtedly, there will be more combat and controversial actions from the president during the coming weeks. Donald Trump is being abandoned by his own party. Even before his Charlottesville comments created so much outrage, Republicans in Congress were marginalizing and working around the president. For instance, the new Russian sanctions, which Mr. Trump opposed, passed Congress by wide veto-proof margins. Tweets from Trump this past week, criticizing both Senate Leader McConnell as well as Paul Ryan, the Republican Speaker of the House, give credence to the view of the president openly feuding with leaders of his own party. On Saturday, Paul Ryan publicly came out against Trump for his pardoning of the convicted racist Arizona sheriff, Joe Arpaio. By his pigheadedness or prejudice or both, the president is making it virtually impossible for other people in influential positions to stand with him. In Mr. Trump's chart, his problems are clearly indicated by the transit of Saturn, the planet of restriction and limitation, which for the past month has been stationary at 27 degrees Scorpio and conjunct his natal moon and directly influencing and opposing his natal sun, the significator of his power and authority in his 10th house. Simultaneously, and making everything far worse, is retrograde Mercury transiting in his ascendant, indicating misunderstandings and bad decisions, as well as communications that backfire. The potential for bad decisions with unintended consequences is now magnified due to Mars having entered Leo, Mr. Trump's ascendant. Mars, as the planet of aggression, impulse, and haste, by combining with retrograde Mercury, increases the likelihood of wrong thinking and making regrettable decisions. Mars also combines both with his natal Mars, as well as the August 21st eclipse degree, creating a truly toxic mix, which will undoubtedly be producing difficult situations for the president over the coming weeks. Okay, that's it for this week's review of the past week, and now I have a small favor to ask. It does take a lot of time, effort, and work to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.